And let's go.
Interested in your story, your upbringing, growing up,
yeah.
Yourself. I think you were farming with your parents. Is that it?
Yep, absolutely.
What can you share about that experience?
Yeah, it was a super cool experience. So I'm from Pierce, South Dakota, and I kind of grew up working on our family farm up in North Central South Dakota. And
farming in what kind of farming?
So we were a row crop farm. We did corn, soybeans, and then like specialty crops of like oats, barley, cereal rye and stuff like that. So then 2 years ago, I then had the opportunity to start farming myself, along with my family as well. And it's been going good so far. Obviously, don't have a lot of time now with the current occupation I have, but I still enjoy getting back, and it's probably what I'll do my entire off season. So.
What do you enjoy about it, Brad? What did it bring this
forward? Yeah, I think that just the purpose of growing crops and feeding America, and then also being just out in the outdoors and just being out in the wide open and watching kind of crops grow and develop from planting to then harvesting, and it's just super surreal.
Do you think in any way, shape, or form this translates to your playing abilities on the field?
Yeah, I think farming and football have a lot in common. Just of the you put in work all off season to grow a crop, and then at the end of the year it's you finally start to get play football and play games and stuff, and that's the same exact way you put in work throughout the entire week to go play on Sunday, and that's the best part about it. And same way with farming, like there's no better feeling in the combine getting to see your results of the hard work over the past year.
Is there a physical aspect of what you do on the farm that relates to what you do on the field or in the training room or whatever?
Yeah, I think the tough jobs on the farm of pulling weeds and picking rocks and doing that stuff and sweeping out the shed have a lot of aspects of kind of football, of like the tough, dirty jobs are the ones that need to be done. And I think playing offensive line is a huge part of that as well. And at the same time, there's a lot of fun jobs as well that being offensive line, you get to have a lot of fun as well. Yeah, 12,000 people, and I'm far from a hero in my town, but I have a lot of people cheering for me, and that's super cool and super special, and I'm excited to get back and kind of see everybody after being gone for this entire football season.
Have they been in touch with you, like, before you came in here?
Absolutely. A lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls, checking in. Just blessed to have the community that I was raised in and the support that I've gotten, not just this past week, but throughout the entire season and my entire kind of sports career.
Are you, like, realizing that you might be the first and only one, like, from your hometown playing in the Super Bowl, and being such a high stage?
Yeah, it's cool to really think about and stuff like that, and it just kind of gives maybe some kids hope to keep working and keep chasing their dreams, and that anything is possible with hard work and determination. And I'm excited that I maybe get to be the first one, but hopefully I'm not the last one. Yep. Not really. It was always those maybe ideas of and dreams that you want to go try and play. And I think it first started like sophomore, junior high school. I was like, maybe I can go play college football. And then senior year is like, okay, maybe I can go play Division I football. And you kind of slowly start realizing like your dreams come into fruition. And then it's the next step of like, all right, now playing college football, maybe I can start on the offensive line in college football. And then you get throughout your career, and now it's like when you're in the NFL, it's like you're in the divisional, and it's like, all right, maybe I can play in the NFC championship if we win this game. So it just keeps like kind of stacking up, and now it's like, all right, we're going to play in the Super Bowl. Maybe the dream is to win the Super Bowl. And I think that's the coolest part about sports is you just continue to put your head down and continue to go to work. It's you can have possibilities like this happen.
Kind of around the
I think you're always going to see FCS players in the NFL just with the chip on the shoulder mentality. And I think we're well represented on our football team with FCS players. And the guy who truly probably paved the way was Cooper Kupp. And having the career that he's had so far and he's continuing to have as an FCS guy, it just gives guys like me hope, like there is a possibility of going to the NFL and there is a possibility of excelling in the NFL. And I think the biggest part is if you're good enough, they'll find you no matter what level you're at. You look at Quinn Miners from the Broncos, like Division III Wisconsin Whitewater guy making it and then becoming an All-Pro. So the saying, if you're good enough, they'll find you, is going to hold true till the end of time, especially with football. No matter if it's FBS, FCS, Division I, Division II, Division III. So I think it's whatever school is going to give you the best chance to develop and grow as a player in person is where you should probably make home.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you. I'll probably see a lot of Barmore and Williams. Those two guys are really dynamic defensive tackles. We definitely got our work cut out for us on the O-line because they do have a really, really good front. So what I'm seeing is they got size and speed, and they got great lateral quickness when they play that read front. So you're going to have to be balanced and underneath yourself to have a chance, and I think they're really good football players, and it's going to be a great test, and I'm excited for it. Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to meet them through the combine process, and I met both Will and Jared, and they're playing really good football, and I think they just continue to learn and grow, and I enjoy watching them play. I enjoy watching their film as I got to know them and how awesome of human beings they are and just true competitors. So I'm excited to see them play, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be surreal to see kind of three rookie offensive linemen playing on the offensive line amongst these two teams. First Super Bowl, yep. Yeah, absolutely. I love watching other guys play and what they do, and kind of try and pick up on little kind of tricks or techniques that they use. There's a few guys in this league that I can't do anything that they do, so I don't try to watch them as much. But like a guy like Trent Williams, Lane Johnson, like those guys do stuff. I'm like, I'm not even going to try that. That's just remarkable. But no, I enjoy watching guys play, and I enjoy trying to learn from their kind of wins, their losses, stuff like that, and you always try and better yourself.
Briefly, Will Campbell, you have a conversation with him at all? What's he like? Any relationship with
him? He's just a homegrown Southern boy that's got just a great dude. I had fun talking to him, learning about kind of the SEC and all that stuff, and he's a great dude. I'm looking forward to seeing him sometime here throughout the week and catching up, and I'm excited for his future. He's going to be a really good football player for a long time. Thank you.
Just a quick question for you. What's your favorite flavor Gatorade?
Favorite flavor Gatorade's going to be lemon lime. Lemon lime for sure, the yellow one for sure. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, it's surreal to be in the Super Bowl and be here, having this experience, not only in the career but as a rookie. It's super, super awesome, and I'm excited to be here and excited to play this game on Sunday.
What's making Tim Kubiak one of the key parts of this offense? What is making him so special, and what wanted as a head coach?
Yeah, I think the thing that makes Clint so special is, one, he's an unbelievable human being, and two, he's got a great football mind, and he's going to excel wherever he's at just because of the hard work mentality that he has. And I think he's one of one in play calling, and I think that's one of his greatest attributes is he understands the game of football, the flow of it, when he's able to take shots, when he wants to be conservative and all that stuff. So he's going to have a long coaching career ahead of him and excited for his future. Yeah, I think Sam's an unbelievable teammate to start. Just the energy that he brings into a building, just day after day after day, and he's the same guy throughout the entire year. It's super special to have as a quarterback. And then just the ability to command the offense, get us in the right run fit, the right play at the right time is super critical, and that just is a testament to his football knowledge and his ability to decipher a defense and make checks to get us in the right play. Thank you.
Great. This is TV Azteca Mexico. When you see the Sam Darnold story in the tough times with the Jets and the Carolina Panthers now as a teammate, how do you see? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals where situations are a real thing in the NFL, and the situation that he was in and maybe New York or Carolina wasn't the best for him, and then to have the ability to continue to be a great teammate and a hard worker to get him to San Fran and then get him to Minnesota and then have the ability to come play in Seattle is just one of one. And I think that starts from the guy he is, the teammate he is, and how unbelievable a person he is. So I'm excited for the future, and I think whatever success he does have is extremely deserving because of the guy he is. And I can't say enough good things. He's a great dude, great leader, and hopefully I'm able to block for him for a really long time.
Great. On game day, Ray Zabel against Christian Barmore and the Patriots D-line, which is a good one. How do you expect?
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge. I'm always excited to go up against elite defensive linemen to see what I can get better at, because every weakness is going to be magnified on a stage like this, going against guys like that. And at the end of the day, it's you got to do your job and you got to do it to the best of your ability. And I'm excited to go out there and play against them. Thank you.
Ray, this Seahawks team has proven to be complementary of the defense special team. Which kind of tone do you try to set every time you get out of the field?
Yeah, I think it's just the mentality we're going to try and run the ball. And I think that starts up front with the offensive line, and we got to continue to do that. And I think it just helps out the entire offense when we're able to run the ball and allow Sam to be able to maybe have some play action off that, get into a pass game. And we're excited to get out there on Sunday and be able to do that.
Yesterday you mentioned that you guys celebrate everything in the O-line. How great is it to watch Kenneth Walker hit a hole and get a home run?
Yeah, it's awesome. Excited is an understatement to be able to block for Ken and how explosive he is. And we're excited for Sunday to have another opportunity to go and do that.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Very quick pivot. When you look at your teammates this year, who's got the best pregame game day arrival?
Oh. AJ Barner's been pretty elite. Coop's kind of just a day one basic install type guy, but that Ken Griffey Jr. jersey he wore last week was pretty impressive. And then Chenna for sure. Chenna's a top tier guy. He puts in the work for the pregame outfits.
Do you think those are the three that are gonna bring the heat the hardest on Sunday?
Yeah.
Who should we keep an eye on?
On Sunday, you're gonna have guys going to the nines on dressing. So I'm gonna go with a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence will probably be up there. JSN will probably have a sweet fit. Hopefully he brings back the cowboy hat for Sunday. That's gonna be critical. And then give me a big Olu to throw on a sweet fit. That's my sleeper there is Olu to have a be best dressed for Sunday. Yeah. How we doing?
Tell us a little bit about how you're preparing.
Yeah, I think just keeping everything the same, the routine, everything, practice, treatment, the sleep schedule, all that stuff, keeping that the same is going to be critical. And then mentally is understanding that it's just another game. And you're going to have to go out and perform just like we did the past however many weeks, and not let the game get too big, but understand kind of what stage you're playing on and understand the crowd and all that. But it's going to be a great challenge and a great test for our team. La vida es una fiesta que un determina. Am I way off? Number 7.
Termina.
Gotcha. Yeah, I failed that one. My pick to win the next FIFA World Cup. I could be way off, but is the World Cup coming to the United States this year?
Canada and Mexico. Yeah, next summer.
Yeah. It's I think there's a game in Seattle, right? Yeah, let's go. Give me just USA. Is that a guess?
Yes.
Oh yeah, give me USA then to win the World Cup. Let's do it.
And do you have any favorite soccer players?
Not a huge soccer guy. So give me like Ronaldo, just the day one. Ronaldo or Messi. It's just day one install.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Greg, I got a football question and not a football question for you.
Let's do it.
So first up, with the way the Patriots defensive front is, with Milton Williams, you know, all these guys, they're super versatile in what they do. How does that like present a different challenge than what some other defensive controls do? Especially on the interior.
Yeah, I think their ability to change up looks and fronts and all that stuff is super critical to understand. And then it kind of keeps you on your toes throughout the game, and you got to understand every situation of what to do and what not to do, and you got to understand the part of the field you're at if you're going to get a different technique out of them. But at the end of the day, you don't want that to allow you to slow down the game for you, and you want to continue to play fast. So I think the biggest thing that we got to do is just understand the situation, understand where we're at on the field, and kind of the defense and the structure that they're looking to play to give us our best opportunity to understand what they want to do.
Okay, and secondly, you mentioned yesterday that potentially when you know, way down the road when you retire, getting a farm, you retired on a farm. What do you want on your farm?
Gosh. I want a few tree belts and stuff to be able to go hunting and all that good stuff, but I'm just going to stick with row crop farming. I enjoy my winters way too much to go down and maybe go golfing and stuff somewhere warm, so I'm excited for that. Hopefully it's in 8 to 13, 14 years that I don't get to have to worry about that, but we're excited, and I think whenever football is over for me, I'll be A-okay with that because I have a new passion to get back to, and that's farming.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm.
Let's go. Where'd you grow up on?
Western North Carolina.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
What kind of crops do you have there?
It's dairy farming. That's why.
Oh,
yeah,
so. That's tough work.
Dude,
that's tough work. Yeah, yeah.
Looking ahead to 2026, what do you think the team needs to improve?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think right now we're just focused on this next game and worried about that. And we'll wait to kind of improve and develop and all that stuff. But I think right now we just want to win on Sunday. And then obviously the easy answer is get bigger, faster, stronger for everyone on the team and everyone in the locker room. So we'll wait till Monday and Tuesday to start discussing of what we got to get better at. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I think the biggest thing we learned from that last Rams matchup was you just got to continue to play the next play. And it's going to be an absolute dogfight in this game, and you got to understand, you just got to keep fighting and keep your head down and go to work. And when the clock hit zero in the fourth quarter, then that's when it's time to look up at the scoreboard and hopefully have one more point than the other team. But I think we wouldn't want it any other way to have a challenging game in that NFC Championship, to go and have to battle through adversity and go win a football game. Yeah, it's the National Football League. Everybody deserves to have the respect of their opponents, and I think the Patriots are an unbelievable football team. They got a great defense. They got a QB who's playing at MVP caliber level, and they got playmakers all around. So I think they're deserving to be here, and you never classify anybody as an underdog in the National Football League, and we're excited to go up against them. And at the end of the day, you gotta go play football on Sunday. So it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. You're gonna put on shoulder pads and a helmet and go out there and play for 60 minutes. Yep.
Jalen said that you didn't like to mow the grass, but you didn't mind shoveling snow when he's a roommate.
Absolutely. I would say I hated mowing the grass, especially in our yard, because we really didn't have much grass to begin with. But shoveling snow was elite, possibly getting a snowball fight or two. You're a lot colder, so you don't sweat so much. But, he was like our go-to mowing of the grass type guy, and that's why I loved him as a roommate. So.
How was he as a roommate?
Oh, he was top tier. He kept the house clean. We had a nice house in college, and it would start turning maybe into more of a college house until we'd have like a cleaning Sunday and get that all cleaned up. But he's a great, great roommate. We've had a lot of good times, and I'm excited that he's out in Seattle to continue that.
You guys watched three Super Bowls together. Now you're playing it together. How's that feel?
Who would have thought to be sitting in our basement watching Super Bowls and now having the opportunity to go play in one right next to each other is a one of one. And I'm excited that he's able to do it by my side, and we're gonna have a lot of fun on Sunday.
What's it gonna be like at Levi Stadium? It's normally a hostile environment to be at that stadium where your rivals normally play, and yet it's gonna be a little bit more accommodating to you guys. You have Seahawks logos everywhere. You have the Seahawks logo painted in the end zone, and you're gonna be in the Niners locker room.
Yeah, don't really look too much into where we're playing, and all you got to know is if it's grass or turf and what type of cleats you got to wear. And if we're going to have to be on silent cadence to see if I got to tap the center every single play. So haven't really looked into where the rivalry or all that stuff is. We're just focused on this game and going out and win on Sunday. Yeah, I think you look at it as a head coach, Mike's ability to come into a program, completely turn it around. They missed the playoffs last year by one game, and then to have the mentality of that's not good enough, that's not what the standard is. And when I got drafted here and the day that I got here, they made the standard, the mentality, and the vision very clear of where this team wanted to go. And I think a guy like that was right the main component of that. And if you look at our defensive side of the ball this year and what he's done with our defense is truly remarkable. And then on the flip side with Clint, he's just a one-on-one offensive-minded coach. He's extremely smart and understanding the flow of the game and how to call plays. And what he's done with our offense, both in the run game and in the pass game, has been elite. And so those two guys are extremely deserving of those honors.
And how about John Schneider? Earlier this year, he wore Derek Walters. He was a Derek after he was suspended for a game. What kind of message do you think that sends to the rest of the guys on this team?
I think that sends a message that from top to bottom, everybody has each other's backs. And I think it's cool to see that from our GM to have that support of his players, of a situation that maybe gets viewed differently by every single person, but we know who Derek Hall is. We know how awesome of a teammate and a person he is, and he meant no harm, no foul on that. And it's a tough look, and for John to have his back like that, and to show everybody else, it's just an example of a we not me mentality, and that was super cool of him to do.
How important has been for the team and for the offensive line to keep the same five starting from start to end?
Yeah, it's been super important to just grow that chemistry and to get better week after week after week, and then to have the chemistry in the room, have the ability if somebody goes down or if there's a bumper or bruise to be able to step in and not miss a beat. So at the end of the day, that just comes from repetitions of playing together through OTAs, through training camp, into preseason. So we're extremely fortunate, and we've been blessed that we've been somewhat healthy throughout the year.
NFL never considers offensive linemen for Rookie of the Year awards. Do you think that you should be the finalists for the awards that are being presented tomorrow?
I think the five or six finalists are all of the most deserving Rookie of the Year finalists on both sides of the ball. So they made the right decision by picking those six guys, as they're unbelievable football players and they had unbelievable years as rookies. So every one of those guys are deserving to win the Rookie of the Year honor, both on offense and defense side of the ball. And at the end of the day, those honors don't really go very far in our locker room. It's winning the last game of the season what truly matters.
When did you start realizing that this was a special year for the team?
I would say in training camp is when I kind of really started realizing, when we started going offense and defense and understanding of the team that we're going to have this year and the playmakers that we're going to have. And it was cool to see to kind of all come to fruition here towards the end of the year and the run that we made late in the season.
And great, the last one. For you as a rookie, how impressive is to live from inside a Super Bowl week like that, with all the media, all the things that you have to do? It's like, what the feel that you have about it? You are impressed, and what do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think as a rookie going through this week, you don't know what you don't know, especially as a rookie. And I think being able to lean on guys like Cooper and Ernest to answer questions that I have, and to kind of understand how this week's going to go with media, practice, meetings, and all that stuff, has been super critical. And it's a testament to the veterans on the team for kind of allowing us to ask those questions and have all the answers that we could possibly need. So at the end of the day, you just got to understand that it's a football game on Sunday, and that's what you got to be prepared for. And all this media and stuff doesn't matter if you don't win this last game.
Thank you. Kenneth Walker doesn't always love talking about himself, but how would you describe what he brings to the team?
Yeah. Well, you hit it right there. He doesn't like talking about himself. It's not a me thing with him. It's a we. And that's the greatest thing about Ken, is he's the one that's going to be the most critical of himself and puts it on his shoulders. But as an offensive lineman, he's everything you could possibly want as a running back. He's a great dude. He's a great leader. He's an unbelievable running back, and he makes us right a lot of the time. And if we miss a block here and there, he tends to make us right. So that's just a testament to the guy he is, the character he is. I'm crossing my fingers that he's in the locker room next year as a Seahawk, because he's a piece that's very vital to the success that we've had. And he's going to continue to keep having success with how hard a worker he is and the mentality that he brings to this team.
When it came to Darnold, Clint Kubiak described him as kind of steady Eddie, is what he calls him. Does that kind of fit in with your impression of him, or how do you describe Darnold?
Yeah, that's exactly the impression that I would have. He never gets too high, never gets too low, and he's just even-keeled, even in the biggest moments of the game. And that's truly, truly remarkable, especially as a rookie, being able to see that from your quarterback. He doesn't allow the moment to get to him, and he just keeps his head down and continues to be the same guy, play after play, week after week. So his ability to do that kind of settles everybody in the huddle and allows us to go play free and fast and focused. And that's just a testament to the trials and tribulations that he's been through to get to where he's at now. Yeah, I think K9's extremely important to our offense and allows us to be able to run the ball. And then off that, we're able to hit play-action passes because they have to respect Ken's running ability and his big play ability. So then we're able to do play-action off that. And then if you look at him as more of a third down or pass-catching running back, he's able to do it all. So teams have to respect him when we're in the gun for both run and pass because he has the ability to run routes as well. And he's truly a dual-threat type running back. And I think it makes teams game plan for him and understand that he's a critical part or critical role in our team. Yeah, I think Williams, Barrymore, those two guys are kind of the critical components of their D-line, and those guys are two elite players that we're going to have to be prepared for. And I'm excited to go up against those guys as their elite-level talents are able to see kind of how good you are or compare your game to those guys. So I'm excited to go up against them, and they're going to be – prepared, and they're going to be playing well, so we got to be ready for that.
But what kind of benefit do you feel as a rookie being able to, in practice, you know, you've got Leonard Williams and your guys to go against? You must feel pretty good for any breathing, right?
Yeah. Your confidence is sometimes at an all-time low going up against those guys in practice with how good they are and as you struggle to block them. But at the end of the day, it's iron sharpens iron. And you get to Sunday and you understand that you just went against a few all-pro type players on your defense and what to expect as you get to Sunday. So it's a blessing in disguise to have those guys on our D-line to go up against. And the amount of learning and growth that I've been able to have because of those guys has been really critical as a rookie. So I had a family farm in North Central South Dakota that I grew up working on in the summers and stuff, and then I was able to start farming here a couple of years ago, and so that's kind of was my true passion growing up, and excited to get back to the farm this off season as I basically took a 7 to 8 month vacation away from it. So there's a lot of work to do, and excited to get back. We're a row crop farm, so corn and soybeans. And then we mix in a kind of fifth-year rotational crop of wheat, oats, barley, cereal rye, of that stuff.
If you were to start a second farm, what location
would it be? Probably in one of the I states, so Iowa or Illinois. Or Indiana, so you're able to grow like that 250 to 300 bushel corn. That'd be pretty sweet. But at the end of the day, I love farming in South Dakota and the wide open fields and all that. But yeah, probably one of the high states, so we could grow some pretty decent crops year after year.
What's your go-to tractor brand?
It's a great question because I was looking at buying a tractor too this off season, so having to look at John Deere, Case, something like that, but they all got pros and cons, and I can't pledge my allegiance to any of the brands yet, so we'll have to see what's the best for a farm.
Hey, Greg, I've got a question about playing in front of the 12s. It's your rookie year, like that transition from college to the pro pros, but then to play in front of those fans, what is that experience like? What's the sound like on the field? Just give us your impressions of that.
Yeah. Well, to come from North Dakota State, who has unbelievable fans as well, and then to get out to Seattle and play in front of the 12s, you just have to thank John Schneider for drafting us so you don't have to play on offense when we're going against our defense with how loud it gets. So it's so sweet, and especially as an offensive lineman when you're blocking and the stadium just erupts from a huge play, so you know something great's happening, and you don't even have to see the football. You can just hear what type of play we're having. So it's their 101 fan base, and we're excited to see them on Sunday, and I'm positive they're going to travel well to this game, and we're excited to have them. Yeah.
Great. Coming from an FCS program, we come from Fordham University, you play some FCS football. Can you just talk about the importance of that that journey in FCS football, specifically at your program, arguably the most respected and proud program in FCS, and then also just talking about that journey and sense of belonging coming from FCS now with a Super Bowl patch on your jersey. Can you talk about how you keep that sense of belonging strong?
Yeah, I think first off, FCS football is still top-tier football, and I think, as you can see, we're well represented on both sides of the team of FCS players, and I always had a saying growing up, if you're good enough, they'll find you, and it doesn't matter what level you play at, but the journey from North Dakota State to where I'm at now has been something I kept close to my heart, because it's a school that maybe I was a little undersized for a FBS-type program, and they took me in, they developed me. They had me grow as a football player in person, and then have the ability to go and compete for a Super Bowl as a rookie is truly remarkable. And I know I'd never be in this spot if it wasn't for North Dakota State. So FCS football will always have a special place in my heart, and I hope it continues to have a great brand of football that it's had the past few years. And I think people are kind of starting to see that, and you see the talent that it's producing, and I'm excited for the future of FCS football.
Great.
Thank you.
Who was your favorite player growing up, and which team did you root for?
Gosh. This is going to sound really bad, but my older brother, Peyton, was a Peyton Manning fan, so the Indianapolis Colts. So out of spite of being having my older brother be his biggest fan, was I chose Brian Urlacher of the Chicago Bears, and I still remember having his poster above his bed. We shared a room growing up, and he had Peyton Manning, I had Brian Urlacher, so it was just absolute rivalry between each other, and I still look back at that and smile and think, like, having a favorite player be a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears is just insane.
Sports memorabilia or trading cards?
Oh, yeah. My, growing up, my dad had a ton of, like, sports cards and all that stuff. And I still remember I took a I want to say it was, like, a rookie year, like, Walter Payton-type card to, like, my school when I was younger. And I think I, like, traded it for something. And my dad got a call. And I was like, hey, we got a Walter Payton rookie card that – supposedly got from Gray, and my dad just, like, had to sit down and explain to me how important that card was and stuff. So yeah, we grew up collecting sports cards, having those books of pages of all those players and stuff, and I probably should go find those cards and maybe get a few of them graded with how the card market's kind of exploding in the past few years. One player on the Seahawks?
Yeah, from your team.
Okay. I'm not going to pick myself for the surviving, because that would just be too easy. I would say a guy that is for sure surviving would be Eric Saubert. Just a smart, hardworking guy that I think has the ability to survive anything. And then who's for sure dying would have to be a Josh Jones or a Tariq Woolen type person. Is they I think one's, well, they're both from Houston, or Houston, Fort Worth, I believe. So if it got cold of any sorts, they'd be out immediately. Yeah. Yeah, I think Sam in the huddle is a guy that's just even keel, and he just calls every single play the same. It doesn't matter where we're at in the game, how big the moment is. He's just, like somebody said, he's steady Eddie in the huddle, and that's something you can appreciate as a rookie, as you're having many, many thoughts throughout a football game, having a leader in that huddle, being able to call plays. Like, it's just another walk in the park for him, so... That's all you can ask for from him, and he does an unbelievable job doing it.
Could you give me an example of his competitiveness, his competitive nature?
Yeah. Past 2 weeks have been a perfect example. He deals with an oblique injury. He doesn't practice, and then he goes out there and plays unbelievable football. It was our job to protect him the best we could, knowing he has that injury. And him still taking a few hits, him running the ball to try and pick up a first down and stuff like that is huge, and it's one of those deals you want to fight for a guy like that, and you want to protect him everything you can do, because he's out there fighting and being just a warrior out there on the football field. He's a great dude. I can't wait to go golfing with him this off season and try and get under his skin a little bit, because it's impossible to do it on the football field. So see if we can go play some golf and have a little fun together. And I'm excited for that, because he's just a great dude. People kind of migrate to him. They want to be around him, because he's just a happy-go-lucky guy, and he's a lot of fun to be around.
What do you think this game means to him, this moment?
Yeah. You got to think this game means quite a bit to him, and the moment is one of those deals. I'm excited for him and his family and all that he's been through to get here, and he's extremely deserving to be here. And I'm excited to block for him, and he's just one of one, and he's extremely, extremely deserving to be able to play in this game. Great dude. He's just always got a smile on his face, always with that kind of jokingly personality. And he's just a one-on-one guy. We went golfing earlier this year, and he's just smiling nonstop. So to have him in the locker room is great, because he never has a bad day. And excited to see him out there.